Broadcasting live from the beautiful Georgia Aquarium in downtown Atlanta, it is time for WITConnect 2018, brought to you by Fujiyama Wealth Management. Now, here are your hosts.
Welcome back to WITConnect 2018. We are broadcasting live from the Georgia Aquarium. And I have with me now Penny Collins. She's the Chief Technology Control Officer of First Data. So how are you doing, Penny?
I'm doing great. How are you doing?
I'm doing good.
Great.
So what brings you to WITConnect this year?
Well, I'm here. First, I am part of the executive auction.
Okay.
So I'll be auctioned off, which sounds very weird, doesn't it?
A little bit.
Yeah, that's kind of cool. But also First Data, and especially myself, we feel very strongly about supporting these wonderful technology women who are so incredibly smart, so young and so smart, that we've actually offering a scholarship. So we're here to reward one of the young ladies here with a scholarship.
Oh, that's great.
It's pretty cool.
So does that go along with you being auctioned off, or is it
nope?
Like,
two separate things. No, right. Two separate things.
Gotcha. So, what is the scholarship? What's the nature of that?
It's just a scholarship to help them as they get into their college careers.
Okay.
And just put a little bit of ease on them for financially wise, and also to reward them for their incredible accomplishments that they've done through their high school careers.
Wow.
So these are young ladies that not only have great STEM backgrounds, right? Great in mathematics, great in science and technology and all those other things, but they're also giving back to the community. They're also giving back to their families. And those are the people that we want to reward for their incredible generosity and what they do for the community.
Yeah, absolutely. And that's, what WIT is all about, championing that next generation.
Exactly.
So do you know how First Data got involved with WIT initially?
Actually, it was through me. We actually have been talking to Pat for quite a while, and I have younger children. And I've always wanted to encourage them to look at opportunities in technology. And what I learned from my kids is that they don't really understand what that means.
Okay.
So they think it's some guy at a computer, with Mountain Dew and a hat, a hoodie on, just coding. And what I wanted to teach them was like, no, there's more to it.
Exactly.
And so I wanted to get more involved in the WIT community, both in the middle school and high school, but in the college as well, to try to encourage more young ladies to get interested in technology, to major in technology, to be a part of the technology community, and more importantly, to also look at First Data as a great place to come and work in the future.
Wow. So it's giving, that education component from both sides, like teaching people it's not just the person who's coding on a computer. There's so much more to being involved in the technology space.
Right. You could be a project manager.
There you go.
You could be a business analyst. You could actually understand technology and be on the product and business side. There's so much more to technology that people just don't realize.
Absolutely. And then leveraging what you do with First Data, so being involved with a company like that and having that actual practical knowledge of, look, this is what it can look like. It doesn't just have to be what you think it is.
Exactly.
Right?
And that one thing that we're actually doing this summer is on September 28th, we're hosting what we're calling the opening ceremonies for the WIT campus, which are college girls.
Yeah.
So we're opening up First Data building to a whole bunch of college girls to come and learn about innovation. Learn how to think differently about technology and how to solve problems differently through innovative thinking techniques.
Okay.
And we're also going to do what we're calling, it's called Spark Garage. It's kind of like a Shark Tank, but we're calling it Spark Garage.
Oh, I love it.
Where we're going to have them solve a problem and use innovation and technology to try to solve that problem.
Wow.
So we're offering this to all the girls that are able to participate, and the winners actually get paid internships at First Data.
Oh my God, that's an incredible opportunity.
It's pretty awesome. We're very, very excited about it.
And is it limited to incoming freshmen, or is it any college students?
Anybody that actually registers and they're part of WIT.
Wow.
Yeah.
Oh, that's so cool.
It's
I
cool.
love that.
Very excited about it.
Yeah. And so why is it so important? You've spoken to your own experiences and just everything that you've had the opportunity to be a part of and having that educational component and being involved with First Data. But why is it so important for you to be a part of this event tonight, be a part of WIT, and just see where how far it's come and just where it's headed? Why is it so important to you in particular to be a part of it?
I was just talking to someone about this that's here at this event.
Yeah.
Growing up, I wish I would have had something like this.
Yeah.
And we had nothing like this. And then when we see these brilliant girls that are wanting to participate and be a part of technology, it's amazing. I don't know if you know this, but we have 74% of high school girls are in some type of a STEM program. But only 3% of these girls actually go off and major in some type of a STEM major in college. that tells me that we have a disconnect.
Yeah.
And when you look into these technology companies, you don't have a lot of women that are lead. I mean, you have great women that are there, but we want more. We want more of the creativity that women can bring. That in partnership with the, you know, very, very intelligent men that we work with, that's a great partnership.
Right.
But we want to encourage more girls to participate and be a part of that.
And do you know why, I mean, there's that drop-off, that disconnect, why that happens from high school to college?
Because they don't understand. They don't understand that there's more to technology than just being a coder.
Oh,
and
wow.
That's why I think WIT is such a great, great opportunity for these girls, because it's teaching them there's more.
Yeah.
It's teaching them also the soft skills. It's teaching them how to have mental strength.
Yeah.
It's teaching them how to, you know, talk to people and interview people and have confidence. So it's
right.
Very well-rounded program.
And so it's, I mean, it's not just educating in the fact of what, you know, a career in STEAM would look like, but it's all areas of it, communicating with people, having just different life skills to carry you through.
Exactly. And I think what people don't understand is knowing technology is good,
right,
but it's not enough. You've got to learn how to collaborate. You've got to learn how to be flexible. You've got to learn how to have those soft skills,
yeah,
so that you can interact and collaborate with the people that you're going to work with.
Absolutely.
So I think that's also important.
It's so important. I love that.
Mm-hmm.
And so, Penny, if someone wanted to learn more about you, about First Data, how might they do that?
Firstdata.com. Go to the First Data website. We have great products and services, so please go out there and take a look at it. I'm on LinkedIn if you want to learn more about me,
okay,
and I'm happy to talk to anybody.
Well, great, Penny. Thank you so much for stopping by our table and sharing your story.
You bet. Thanks for the time.
All right. We are broadcasting live from WIT Connect, and we will be right back.